Please rise for opening invocation and time of confession. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
By this we know love,
that he laid down his life for us.
I am the good shepherd, says the Lord.
The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
Whoever keeps his commandments abides in God, and God in him.
And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us.
We pray together. Great shepherd of the sheep, you search us out when we are lost. You pick us up when we are hurt, and you bring us to safe pasture. As we gather for worship this day, help us to clearly see and hear of your love for us, so that we can leave with confidence, knowing that with you as our shepherd, we have nothing to fear. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now we hear about how our shepherd loves us as he forgives us our sins. He lays down his life and offers us life. And through we know that life is given us chiefly because our sins are forgiven. We confess our sins to God and one another.
Gracious Lord God, we confess our sins to you, the sins in our thoughts, words, and actions. We confess that we do not always appreciate your fatherly love and the love you give to families through mothers and fathers. Help parents to show your love and so bring up their children in a loving Christian atmosphere.
Amen.
Let us take a few moments for silent reflection before receiving forgiveness. And where there is forgiveness, there is life. God is gracious and is more ready to forgive us than we are to receive it, thankfully and humbly. As a fellow child of God, I declare the forgiveness of all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, merciful Father, since you have wakened from death the shepherd of your sheep,
grant us your Holy Spirit, that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads.
Through Jesus, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated for the reading of God's Word. And our two lessons for today are both from John, one from his personal letter, 1 John, the other from the Gospel John. In 1 John is where we hear about God's command to love one another, and that is highlighted in these verses in chapter 3, verses 16 through 24.